Greetings, Naked American listeners. Welcome to another Naked American Extra, a series of occasional mini bites from the Naked American Bake Shop that simply couldn't be contained in one of our full episodes. Think of these extras as the donut holes, not the donuts. Today, in anticipation of the new season of Orange is the New Black, we are serving up some choice bites we had to leave on the bakery floor from our previous chat with singer, actress, activist, and comic Leah Delaria. But before we begin, allow me to say this much. Podcasts are a privilege, not a right, and a privilege must be earned. If ours is a show you're passionate about, then say so. Please leave a comment on the podcast show page. It's oh so very easy to do. Or join us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and of course, share us with your friends. It's also a snap to do. Thanks in advance, you Naked American adherents. Now, here's a little bit of Leah in your ears.
My sister, who lives with her wife and their son out in San Francisco.
Oh my God, how many gay siblings are there in your family?
Well, I guess it depends on who you ask.
this is the gayest show ever today.
At least two. She and I were on the phone today. I said, "You got any questions for Leah Delaria?" She said, "Yeah. What's it like to be Leah Delaria?" And I thought, that's a good question. So while we listen to your track, can you give me an answer to what's it like
to
be
you? It's much like being the Queen of England, I think. You know, I always have a G&T an arm's length away. I get serviced by a variety of servants.
Attend to the pudenda.
it's kind of like that. I think my life very closely mirrors that of the Queen of England.
I will let my sister know.
Attend the Taylor Sweeney time. Dark and a hungry guy to seek revenge may lead to hell, but everyone does it and seldom as well as Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
This is Leah Delaria's swinging version of Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street, from her first recording.
Very first, yeah.
Is the rumor true that I hear that Steve Sondheim wrote you a note?
I think what you are referring to...
Help me out here.
...is him coming backstage to talk to me at Carnegie Hall for the tribute to Stephen Sondheim.
What did he say?
I pretty much have it memorized verbatim.
Okay. Drum roll, please.
Please. He told me it was a pleasure to meet me, and to please call him Steve, which was amazing. I'm sorry, but I get to call him Steve. And... when I talk, people forget what a good singer I am. And when I sing, people forget how funny I am. You know,
holy
when I
shit.
Sang. And he absolutely adored my version of The Ballad of Sweeney Todd.
Well, your time is extraordinary, so there's no reason he wouldn't love it. You're swinging.
And Barbara Street.
You are listening to Leah Delaria and her band. We are going to go out today listening to another tune from House of David, your recent recording of David Bowie's songs,
cool.
Which is so beautiful and so imaginative and so curious
Thank
and swinging.
You.
It's everything you want a record to be all at the same time. And that doesn't happen every day. You know, sometimes
wow,
you get three,
high praise. Thank
three
you.
Or four of the sides of the cube come together, but all six, that doesn't happen every day. So I'm excited to play another track from it. So when you conceived of this record, produced it, made it, put it out, promoted it, and so forth, Bowie was alive.
Yes.
And nobody could have known that he was.
Yeah, I feel like I killed him, frankly. I feel like I put my record out and killed him. I feel incredibly responsible. I'm sure part of that is the 12 years of Catholic school that I went to. So I obviously feel responsible for everything.
But didn't he follow you on Twitter?
He started following me on Twitter. He started promoting the record on his own website.
Did he really?
He was incredibly supportive around this record.
And what did it feel
like? I was shocked, in fact. I was beyond shocked.
I can imagine it must have been really gut punched.
The only other time I was ever touched that harshly by the death of someone I did not know was Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
Yeah, I literally cried when David died because I was like, I can't, because he'd been such a big part of my life for a year and a half.
Yeah.
So it was just really.
You were in there with him.
Yeah, and his office kept in constant touch with us. I mean, he couldn't have been a bigger supporter than he was of this record.
You know, I actually get chills hearing that because it's so wonderful to know that an artist like that can be as generous as he clearly was.
Yeah.
To virtually everyone in his life. He was a searcher and he had room in his life for other searchers.
Yeah.
Did you know that he was making what's essentially a jazz record while you were making a Bowie
record?
Well,
it was a rock record, but he was using jazz musicians.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because David is smart enough to know that jazz musicians can play anything and all other musicians can't. Rock musicians can't play jazz. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to put my foot down and say they can't. Some people might argue with me on that. Jazz musicians can play everything, right, including classical. They play it all. And the great beauty of working with a jazz musician is they also have ideas. They're not afraid to throw an idea out.
Right.
And they're often a great idea. That it was Kevin Hayes, the opening of Fame, we have the guitar doing the major scale. Doom, 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 doom. That was not in it before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like Kevin Hayes who went, I had done that entire arrangement. And Kevin just went, wouldn't it be cool if we did that? Because I put that gong, gong, bong, bong, bonk, da-dump, da-dump, bong, bonk, dong, bong, bong, bo-da-day-lee-ro-day-day-dong. Right, so I put that bass line in, that groove in.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kevin played that scale over it. Look how it fits. And it just announces that Fame's coming. So cool, right?
Fame makes a man take things over. Fame lets him loose, hard to swallow.
To Kenny Wallenson on the drums. Although Kevin Hayes' Fender solo is great, but Kenny really drives it with what he's doing color-wise with the drums.
From her recent recording, House of David, jazz approaches to the songbook of David Bowie.
Yeah.
Well, it must have felt, while sad, somehow strangely confirming of your particular journey that he was finding his way to your side of the double yellow
right.
line while you were finding your way to his. And that he was wrapping his departure in this great, weird gift.
Yeah. Him and Rembo.
Him and Rambo. I think we can end on that one.
Please do.
You've been listening to the Naked American Songbook with your host, Julian Fleischer. I am your host, Julian Fleischer, and you are now going
to... That's who I've been talking to this whole time?
Sorry, babe. They lied to you. It's me.
My God.
This has been another Naked American Extra. Now listen, I'm assuming that if you're listening now, you're already subscribing. So here's what I'd like you to do. Leave a comment on the iTunes page for the show. It's very easy to do, and everyone really counts. Or if you've already done that, then please share the show with your friends. iTunes also makes this remarkably easy. Just a couple of taps, and you can tell a fellow lover of songs, music, magic, and more how to join the Naked Parade. Help us help you to stay naked by supporting the Naked American Songbook. I really mean it. The Naked American Songbook is a production of the Jonathan Channel, WNYC, and WQXR in New York City. I am Julian Fleischer. I'm happy and proud to be your host. I beg you, keep it naked.
Yeah. I can't even. We're going to get in so much trouble, and we don't care.